Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Vic and Em's Comedy Gems. My name's Vicky Hanlon.
And I'm Emily Tressiter. Vic and Em's Comedy Gems.
Please don't.
Okay.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Vic and Em's Comedy Gems. Hello, Vicky Hanlon.
Hello, Emily Tressiter.
It's me, Emily Tressiter.
It is you, yay.
This is totally wild because That's a show that I've just ripped off. I apologize. This is absolutely unbelievable, but we actually have two guests this week.
Oh my God,
not
two guests.
Just one.
Holy shit.
When does that ever happen? This
live
week,
shows.
Well, yes. Good point. Good picker.
Thank you.
This week we have two of our favorite guests.
Yes.
Both of them have been on our radio show, our podcast multiple times because we just can't get enough of them.
It's true.
It is the fantastic Donna Collins.
Yay! Don't think too much, Donna.
The wonderful Pat McCaffrey.
Yay! Hello. I think Donna got a look on her face because she's only been on the podcast once.
Yeah.
Oh. But haven't you been on the radio show?
She's been on the radio show multiple times.
Too many times.
Yeah, exactly. So I guess you have one or the other. You get like a lot of our radio time or a lot of our podcast time. So you're both like the MVPs.
Pat, don't tell her you've been on both.
I know.
What have I been on? I don't know.
Where am I?
Now, the reason I've called us all here today to record this extra special podcast.
Yes.
This is like the Avengers, right?
Yes.
Ooh,
which
one would you be?
The fight
I like
panel.
This. Fuck your story, Emily. Which Avenger would you be?
I would be, Iron Man, maybe? Nah, mate, probably not.
Why
probably
would you
not.
Be Iron Man?
I don't know, because he's cool
drunk.
And
who
shit.
Doesn't yeah. Who doesn't want to be Iron Man right now?
Yeah,
that's true. I mean, he's dead. Spoiler alert.
I'd be Kevin Costner. Is he one?
No, but if you wanted to be him, you could. Yeah. Okay. I'm okay with
okay.
that.
Okay, well, if we're doing that, then I'd be Beyonce.
Okay. Yeah,
that's really good Avengers.
Yeah.
I don't know what the threat is that they're up against, but you guys are going to nail it.
Yeah, probably.
I love how Em was like, I'd be Beyonce, and I'm like, Kevin Costner?
They're comparable.
They're the same.
No, basic superhero, Kevin Costner, yes.
Yes.
Listen, okay, so we can think about which Avengers we're going to be during the duration of this podcast.
Okay,
but
sure.
Again, I've called you all here for a very important reason. One of you needs to save the planet and the other three of us will be right behind you.
Sure.
We'll be in Destiny's Child.
Yes.
Ooh, yeah.
Yes.
Kevin
amazing.
Costner and the Destiny's Child.
That was the name of it, right? Yeah. That's what I thought.
The My Avengers.
So, not all superheroes wear capes, and this is actually quite fitting because what I'm about to tell you about is me babysitting.
Desperate segues. So many desperate segues.
You've heard her before,
exactly.
Right, Donna?
Steering this conversation.
I live in a desperate segue. That's my thing. Literally, it's a camper van of segueing.
Okay.
Anyway, so I have my partner's cousin has a baby. So technically it's his second cousin.
Sure.
And she's so cute. She's 10 months old. And I recently crocheted her a beanie and I just love her so much. And she's like the bestest thing in the whole world.
You learned how to crochet for the child, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I wanted to make a baby beanie.
Yeah.
And then I did it. And it's so freaking cute. I can't even handle it. Anyway, so I love her to bits. And literally she makes my week. We see her every Saturday. And that's like our thing. Mm-hmm. However, today, I won't mention what day it is, but it's not a Saturday, just so everyone's aware. I
this
went over to their place.
Special visit.
Special visit because
dun.
My partner and her dad, the baby's dad, had to go to a place.
Yes.
Ooh.
Vague.
Very vague.
Very vague.
And the
on
mom,
a day.
And the mum of the baby had to work from home.
Yeah.
So that leaves a baby that doesn't want to go to the place and doesn't want to work from home. So
the
then
baby comes, didn't want to work?
Yeah. Everyone baby. Was like, hey, baby, do you want to work?
What the fuck is the point of them? They don't do anything. They don't contribute.
They're precisely. Bring back the work hat.
Exactly. Exactly. Thank you, Pat.
Thank you.
So in comes superhero Emily.
Oh, I see.
Right? And now then I'm babysitting the baby.
If you do say so yourself.
Here comes and so, superhero Kevin Costner to look after this baby.
So basically I go over there. First port of call when I'm babysitting is to like change the baby because she needs to get out of her pajamas.
I'm
into
done.
Her day
I'm out already.
And
yeah, thank you.
And I do that and it's so cute. And I'm like, this is amazing. And then their parents are like, okay, take her out for a walk. And I'm like, all right, no problem. I can
you
do
can't
that.
Can't walk?
No, no just like, hold her hands pram. Up and dingle. Like,
she can actually do that. Oh. She can do that. So I put her in the pram and I take her for a walk. Everything's going swimmingly. We're all good. People are looking at me like I'm her mom. And I'm like, this is weird and cool and interesting. And then we
she's
go
not
to
clucky
a-
at all.
No. We go to a cafe, right? And I get a cold brew because that's what I drink. Mm. And it comes in like a big container because that's how they come. And right. I'm walking down the street and the baby drops her milk bottle out of the pram. And so I like lean over to pick up the milk bottle. And as I'm leaning over to pick up the milk bottle, I pour my coffee.
Yes.
No.
I fucking knew that was coming.
Yes. And so like... coffee goes like all over her pram and there's like a see-through bit at the top of the pram, which is like mesh that the coffee goes straight through and like literally all down this baby's back.
Yes.
It's coffee. Can you imagine if it was a hot coffee? I would never be able to see that kid again.
God, you drink cold brew.
So foolish.
This would have been a less happier ending to this story.
No,
yeah.
The story is she stank like coffee for a bit and couldn't go to sleep, but
she actually drank all that coffee that you spilt on her and she'll be up for days.
She was looking up stunned, which was her mistake.
Yeah.
Mouth open. That's
not a good sign, Em.
I know. Yeah.
For someone who's like, oh yeah, look at me being recognized. I could be her mum. Look at this, it's so good. Anyway, I'm gonna pour coffee on the baby now.
So many good mum instincts.
The other like fucked part of that is that people were like walking like in the like I was walking one way and people were walking towards me and like they totally were like, what the fuck? Like that mum is fucked. And I was like,
I'm not her mum, I just stole this baby, okay? It's not mine.
I would love if like you were like famous and that was the thing that the Pats got you for. Like you were like pouring coffee on your kid as you were like Nicole Kidman walking down the road. That would be amazing. Oh,
old baby brew.
Oh, sorry.
Old baby brew.
Brutal way to find out you're not famous as well, Emily. So yeah,
I know. I've been thinking for years that I am and then no one taps me. Like what the
Emily Trester's mystery baby takes coffee bar.
I think that's probably on the Daily Mail now.
Yeah.
I did actually think like at some stages while walking the baby down the street, I was like, I wonder if like I bump into someone that I haven't seen in like a couple of years, if they're going to be like, what the fuck? Is that your baby?
You got a baby.
Yeah. Like that could happen.
We're all doing stuff in quarantine. Like who knows what you got?
Exactly.
Yeah,
I got
true.
A baby.
It's true to ask.
Didn't you see someone out when you were out with them and they thought that your partner was the dad, but they didn't?
Yes.
But they didn't know you were there and they were like, oh, you've got a baby now.
Literally.
Yeah.
Like,
great.
I've been with my boyfriend for 3 years and like this person was like, oh, like that's your baby to the whatever, Pat.
The crown comes out and the sash.
Yeah.
I'm not bragging. It's a fact.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
But they were like, oh yeah, you must have a baby now. I know that Emily wasn't pregnant or had any sort of baby, but this must be your baby.
You found a baby. Like, good for you.
When are you gonna have that baby?
Yeah, you found a baby in hard rubbish collection. Yeah. And you just took it. Yeah,
and then poured coffee on it.
Yeah, but now back in the hard rubbish collection.
Yeah, it's spoiled now. Yeah, I've got to put it back.
I had to put it in the proper garbage because you can't recycle.
Oh yeah, it would have been wet and stuff. Yeah,
that's That's true. You need a compost bin.
Yes.
To be a drive.
This is so bad. How is this happening? I love this baby more than anything.
This is the Cabbage Patch Kids comes around, right? They're composting babies.
Exactly.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, God.
But yeah, terrifying. I think, though, to be fair, I do think you're kind of giving mums a lot more credit.
Yeah.
Because I think do that there's think heaps that of mums even that have mums done that. Have definitely dropped stuff on their babies. Not not heavy stuff. I'm not.
I hope so.
Some of them even drop their baby.
Yeah, it's true.
They are slippery.
They wriggle around. I'd be surprised if people haven't dropped their babies. Well done, you. Like, that's impressive.
You've gone the whole time
and never dropped it.
Well done.
Well done.
The sash, the crown. Yeah. Or my Avenger.
You know, Kevin Costner has never dropped a baby.
You don't know that, Pat.
Not once.
Oh, he would have told us if he had. He would have let us know.
He would have told Pat especially. Like,
yeah. Exactly, yeah.
That's bad news, Pat. Bad news.
I finally did it.
That's my classic Kevin Costner.
A page. He pages Pat.
Yeah.
That baby was like, dropped. SOS.
That was definitely the plot of the postman. Yeah. He was delivering a telegram to say that he dropped a baby.
God, I forgot about that movie.
Isn't it terrible?
Yeah, it's really bad.
What movie?
The Postman.
The Postman?
I literally can't think of a Kevin Costner movie I've actually watched.
Neither. I've never seen The Postman.
What?
Don't watch. Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams?
I've seen the cover.
Build it and they will come. Yeah.
I think my mum quite liked Kevin Costner because I've seen Field of Dreams a lot.
He's total mum bait.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, like, yeah. Definitely.
Big time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's 100% that. Mm. I'm trying to think of any other movie, though, of his that I've really.
I love Em. You're trying to hide the fact you're eating. That's not working.
No. Well, also, to be fair, she muted her audio so that no one else can see it. But
it was ASMR of the noodle eating.
You guys got
the visual, but no one gets the audio.
Technically, I do record the video of this. I never release it anywhere, but I could.
No. My washing's hanging up. Don't.
You're washing. Oh, yeah.
Because it was raining and we only have an outdoor thingy. So here it is.
You can buy like a clothes horse inside.
You can buy like a better attitude.
Jesus Christ.
Fuck. Donna, do you want to escape? Do we need to get out of here?
All you have to do is podcast? Press
leave meeting.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck.
Could also, I?
This got intense.
I imagine it's a lot harder to buy a better attitude than it's a close horse. So.
No, absolutely. Yeah. It's much harder, actually, now that I think about it. It's a terrible insult because it's actually not true.
How many self-help courses I would have to pay for to buy a better attitude, Emily?
Do you actually think it's possible to buy a better attitude? I don't think it is. Like, it doesn't matter how many self-help.
I mean, I really hope that is what my psychologist is helping me
do. Yeah, that is true.
I'm spending a lot of money on that.
I guess that is what a psychologist is for buying a better attitude.
Yeah.
They don't really advertise it like that, I guess.
No, it's not.
They should, because, I mean...
Do you need a better attitude?
Everyone needs a better attitude. Everyone could have a better attitude.
I guess.
Yeah.
I guess. Pat, could you have a better attitude, please?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, probably. Definitely.
Got one around. I got one secondhand. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's still all right.
Yeah, I went on Gumtree.
It does the best.
Yeah.
Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, a bit wonky, but it's fine.
Yeah, precisely. Yeah. Bought that, a couple of milk crates. Yeah,
doesn't exactly fit, but like it's fine.
Yeah, precisely.
Milk crates to pop up your self-esteem. You
know? I think mine's like a hand-me-down from my parents, which is, it's fine, I guess.
Bit too small, doesn't always fit. Yeah,
exactly.
Did you, I have to ask Emily, did you tell the parents that you dropped coffee on their baby?
So basically what I did was
so the answer is no.
Sending them this podcast eventually.
I just walked around the block a few times and hoped that
until
it would dry.
She tried.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I did tell them.
Until she was dry. No, that's horrible.
The great thing that happened was that when I got home, the first person that was there was the dad, and he's like much more chill. In terms of like stuff that I, you know, do to the baby.
Yeah, he drops coffee on her all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah, he said last week I dropped a six pack on her.
Basically was just like, it's fine. Like I change her like 4 times a day anyway, so we'll just take the top off. It's fine.
Oh yeah, baby's clothes
take the top off. It's fine.
Take the top off.
Baby's clothes need to be changed all the time. See, this is why I need to release the video.
A lot of good act outs in this.
Yeah.
They just changed the top.
Honestly, the brand best new thing baby. You can buy. Yeah, the best thing you can buy, or new parents, like singlet tops for babies.
Yeah,
they will go through so many of them. I've learned that through the years of like many of my friends having children. Just buy them singlet tops. So many.
Yeah. At the moment she's still wearing the clippy bottoms.
Yeah. Is that what they're called?
Clippy bottoms my nickname in high school.
Clippy bottoms. How'd you go in the maths exam, clippy bottoms?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say something about tap shoes, but yours makes more sense, doesn't it?
Yeah. God.
So, yeah, that's a good alternative for tap shoes, clippy bottoms. Did you bring your old clippy bottoms?
Oi, oi. Yeah.
Well, so has this made you feel like you're ready to become a parent or not, Emily?
I literally left their house and was like, I just can't have a baby yet. Like,
oh no.
Yeah, well, then my boyfriend was like, it's fine. Like, what you said, Donna, that like everyone would do dumb shit. They don't know. So like
every parent
does. You're not even as sleep deprived as a parent would be. So you're not even.
So I'd be worse.
Yeah. Okay, wait. I dreamed too quickly. I don't know. Yeah, you would be terrible.
Yeah, no, I probably would be worse. But I think it's trial and error. At least now I've learned one thing that I won't do again if I'm a parent, which is that I won't spill coffee on the baby.
Yeah. Well, you say that
fingers crossed.
This is the thing, like you fuck up with the first one and by the second one you're doing a bit better. It's fine.
This isn't my baby, just to be clear. It's not my first baby.
Child, it's fine.
Are you all first children? No. All three of you? No.
Donna's the youngest.
Yeah. I'm second of twins, so I'm youngest by 10 minutes, so.
But you have an older sibling as well. Yeah.
I've got an older and a half older.
Yeah.
Ooh, funky.
I
I'm a middle child.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You can tell.
No, I'm getting absolutely tell.
Yeah, because, you know, my life was tough.
We're all overlooking you, so that's how it is.
Yes.
I feel like those stereotypes about, like, where you sit in the family and shit like that.
Oh, you can absolutely tell you're an only child, Emily.
I disagree. I disagree wholeheartedly. Name one thing that you can tell that I'm an only child, huh?
I don't want to.
That.
Yeah, I think this is part of it. But I'm not going to criticize you on our podcast. I'm buying a better attitude.
Ayo! Pew, 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 pew.
Is that what your therapist does at the end of everything?
Yeah.
every single time. Whoa, we did it!
Finger guns.
Yeah. Because her therapist is also a first child. Yes. Classic first child behavior.
And a DJ on the weekends.
Oh, my God. Can I tell you a story? Oh, can I tell you this? I don't know.
I found out
recently that my GP is also a magician.
What? No!
Yeah.
You find out during herself like that.
She could not react to that. But
I was going to say a prostate exam or something and just so many scars coming out. Yeah.
How did you find that out?
So I had an appointment and I needed to check whether it was telehealth or to be there in person, right? And so I was on their website trying to find out because I couldn't work out what their phone number was. And I got to the like about us section of the website and had a little profile of every doctor that works there because it's a clinic. And the profile of my doctor finished with, he's a professional magician.
Well, no.
Why is he advertising that?
Exactly.
It's such a weird combo of like disappointing your parents and doing probably and like, what
impressing
they want.
Them.
Yeah.
And also I'm a like doctor. A combination. And a combination of like, I believe in facts and the way the world works versus, oh, look at this rabbit in here. Yeah, exactly.
Magic isn't a disbelief of facts though.
No, true.
It's just it's a craft. I totally respect your doctor more as a magician than a doctor, to be honest.
Whoa!
Ridiculous. He's a very good doctor. Yeah.
What can I say?
I hate magic because it makes me angry. Like, you know how those, you know,
you get frustrated. Like, I get so frustrated by magic. Yeah.
Yes. Mm. Absolutely. You know how when dogs get upset at magic tricks? That's me.
Like monkeys at the zoo when they show their magic tricks and they go, what?
Yeah. What the fuck? Where is it?
Yeah.
That's me.
That's how it's crazy.
I'm more like a 5-year-old child that's like, yes, this is so cool.
Made it disappear.
Pour some coffee on me.
Making it rain.
No, my problem is I always want to know how they did it. And they
never tell you. Yeah.
Yeah. That's magic, baby.
Well, my doctor does. He starts every consult by saying, here's how I did this.
Then I would like to go to your doctor.
He's out of the guild. He's out of the magic guild.
Oh, is it like, it'd be just like if someone lost their thumb and he'd just be like desperately trying to do like the...
Put it back on.
Okay, that does not work on podcast. I realize that now. But yeah. Still, you know that magic trick they do?
Yeah, where they slide the top of their thumb to the...
Yeah. He starts every consult with, watch me make this cancer disappear.
That would be, that's like, a good like little combo.
And then he has to call you again later and going, yeah, no, it didn't work.
Actually, no.
Sorry, once again. You've got 3 months.
It's actually going to be
Oh, my God.
In 3 months, I'll make you disappear. Is another way to phrase it.
Yeah.
Maybe get your life.
Go dark.
Yeah.
And we're your favorite guests. What does that mean?
That says so much about us.
I knew you were the right people to tell about the coffee pouring baby situation. You know? That's what it says about us.
That is it. Can I tell you the story of the one time I've babysat?
Yes. Ever. Love to hear it.
My friend had a baby. And I babysat it. Anyway.
Well done.
Thank you. It was just for they went out to dinner and I was in charge of this baby and I was told that it's a very chill baby, which don't believe any parent, apparently. It's very chill. They wrote out a list of instructions, which is great because I love instructions. And it was like, you know, she might be teething, put that Bonjela stuff in her mouth and put too much or it'll be weird. And I'm like, all right, whatever.
Yeah, you don't want to choke the baby.
You're not my mum. But yeah, so they all left and I was with the baby and the baby was all right for a minute.
Oh no.
Commenced crying.
Oh.
And didn't stop crying for 2 hours.
Oh God.
Yeah, it's so traumatizing. Hey.
I was like, I was desperately reading through this list and I was just like, okay, gonna put a bit of Bonjela in there. Yeah. Okay, still crying. Just a little bit more. Baby really crying and drooling. Oh, geez. Oh well, guess it's time to feed you. I was just like every once in a while half-heartedly checking the diaper because I'm like they're not gone for that long, so
yeah, maybe you survive if
I'm leaving it whatever's in there. And they got back and they were just like, they heard her crying and they were just like, we've never heard her cry like that before.
No.
She sounded like hoarse by the end because she'd been crying for so long. And I felt like such a monster, but I didn't know what to do because I only look after dogs usually. So I was just kind of like, toy?
Put it outside for a little while. It'll be fine. It needs to run around.
Yeah.
It's so bad. We have also looked after the baby at nighttime when the parents are out. And that's so traumatizing.
I've it's never like been
having a thing
with a child by myself. I've never had it.
I never will again. That was
no. whenever I've looked after kids, the parents have just been in the other room or something like that. not, and it's always been like, you know, there's like a bunch of people there and there's just a bunch of kids and someone goes, here, hold the baby. Mm. And I'm like, okay, fine. Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, parents are so trusting with their children. Too trusting?
Not all parents.
No, true. Yeah.
Some are, not all parents. Some are,
hashtag.
Some are really the opposite. Like, you know, people come over to see the baby and they'll be like, no, actually, the baby's staying with me.
Mm. Yeah, I've got friends that both of those levels of, yeah.
Yeah, we have, because one of my friends just had a baby, well, ages ago now, but whatever. And then another one.
It's 12 years old.
I know, around the same time had her third baby.
Yeah.
And the difference between those two is amazing.
Yeah,
yeah, and one of them, one of them's just like passing the baby. The baby gets passed around to each and every single person. The mum's like barely paying attention to that baby. They're just like, I'm just gonna eat.
yeah, this is my time. Baby,
this is my time. Yeah. The other mum's trying to, well, she was trying to drink wine while holding the baby. So she's a mixed bag, but you know.
that's a classic M. Tressida move.
Yeah. I think it is, yeah.
But I didn't spill the wine on the baby.
All right, all right.
also a classic M. Tressida move.
Yeah, I wouldn't spill wine.
Wouldn't spill.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
Coffee, that wine, sure, ready. But wine, get fucked. I'm not drinking it.
Yeah.
Wasting wine on this baby.
I'd like get it. Oh, no. I was going to be like, I'd get a shirt and be like.
I think I saw a Snapchat photo someone took of a baby and it had like this dollop of sour cream on their head and it just said oops underneath, and then another photo of them dipping a chip into it just going, well, you make do. Well.
Do what you gotta do, not wasting that sour cream.
That's the moral of the story, you just gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah
I think that's
in regards to spilling things on children.
Only then.
It's not like they're going to remember. That's not something that's going to traumatize. There are far worse things that you could do to that kid that they'll remember. They're not going to remember sour cream on their head.
Yeah.
It's fine.
That's or coffee on their back.
It's a sliding scale of things you can do to a child. Yeah. I guess.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's a weird thing to quantify it as, but you're right. It could have been worse. As long as it doesn't scar the child, do whatever you want to it.
Yeah.
Easy breezy.
And I mean, if it does scar the child, tell them to get into comedy. It's great.
It's fine.
Or buy themselves a better attitude, am I right?
Or, like most of us, both.
Yeah, probably both, yeah.
Probably both.
I'll do if we do both. Yeah.
Now that, I think, is beautiful. You got options, baby. You got options, baby girl. Yeah, I spilled some coffee on you, but comedy, better attitude. You got options.
I love the idea of you spilling something onto the baby and then just going, oh, have a better attitude about it.
Like, yeah. I love the idea of you spilling coffee on this baby and just being like, well, I guess you're going to do Perth Fringe.
I'll sign you up now.
Do you want a venue?
How many seats are we talking? What do you think?
You should start at 30, but then think about 90 a few years.
Now, do you need a tech? Do you need a tech?
Think about it.
Yeah, is it just going to be straight stand-up, or are you thinking about sketch as well? I just want to know.
Just going to be straight stand-up. Oh, that hurts. Yeah, okay.
Sorry, Pat.
It's going to hurt more to a baby that can't even stand up yet. Brutal.
Sorry. Sorry, Ben.
Yeah, you got to walk before you can stand up.
Exactly. It was ableist, but okay.
I'm laughing, but true, Donna. Very true.
Oh, my God. Oh.
I just want to say thank you for talking through this situation with me. I feel like our gathering and, you know, just really being able to share that with people that I love and care about has been really wonderful. So thank you.
I mean, thank you both for coming on Pat and mine's podcast.
Anytime.
You're so welcome.
I always love coming on this podcast. It's one of really my favorites.
Good. Same. It's such a good pod. If people want to see more of your podcast, where can they find that, Donna and Pat?
I'm just going to back out of the bit just real quick.
Oh my gosh, she's left the room. No, but seriously, if people want to check out more of your comedy stylings, where can they go?
Well, right now, nowhere, because everything's not doing anything. But
no, I meant online, Donna Collins.
I've got a Instagram where I do drawing things. It's at Donna_fun_Collins. I can't remember it. And I've got another Instagram where I put stuff, I don't know, at DonnaTello24. We've got a Vicky and I do a podcast as well.
It's true.
Catherine Allen called Well Actually.
Cool.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I think most of it's podcast, actually.
Yes, that's right. Thank you.
Because Well Actually podcast exists already. Yeah. They've done, there's about 10 of them, and they've all got about 5 episodes each. So I'm really happy that they've kept a hold of those Twitter names
and
everything. Thank you.
Yeah.
They could bring it back. You don't know.
They're going to use, and we definitely don't want them. Definitely, definitely don't want it.
Yeah. Shout out to those guys.
Yeah. Shout out to all of them.
Anyway. And Pat McCaffrey. Do you have any handles you really want?
That was the most aggressive way to ask that question. I've got Twitter. I'm at Pat McCaffrey. Occasionally I say things on there, but apart from that, I'm not very good on social media. I don't have Facebook.
Yeah, you do.
I've got Insta. Do I?
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
Oh, check my out, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't have a personal one. I mean,
no, you don't have.
But you wouldn't want people go to your personal one, Pat.
You do if you go, if you go to.
Please add me as a friend at Pat McCaffrey.
Yes, you do.
Oh, sorry. Yes, sorry. I see what you mean. The professional one is at Pat McCaffrey as well.
Yes.
And I've got Instagram as well, which, Pat, you know, also McCaffrey has a name. Yep. Thank you.
You don't even have access to that, do you?
No, I don't know what the password is.
Yeah, I'll get that to you later.
Or the username. Yeah. I've got TikTok. I'm on there.
No.
Yeah, no, totally. Love it. I do a bit of collab on TikTok.
Get out of here!
Yeah. Love Snapchat, all about the chat.
You were big on the Vine, hey? You were big on the Vine.
Oh, huge on the Vine. Also, my Tumblr's still active. Get on that.
My live journal going strong.
Thank you, yes. Yep, I've got a weblog. Blog, some of the kids are calling it. yeah, all about that. It's called NatashaThoughtDestroyer.com.
oh, I love it so much, Pat.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and I also do a shoe podcast called Shoe Glue. It's all about how you can fix shoes.
With the amount of podcasts, no one knows if you're joking or not.
No, that one's well, real, guys.
Yeah, and look, and frustratingly, the handle is Shoe Glue One because it was already a Shoe Glue podcast. Yeah, they got the fucking Twitter handle first.
Frustratingly, no, it's actually at Well Actually. So you could have just go to the next one. The damn shame.
Yeah.
Oh, well, 6th episode comes out soon. Fingers crossed. who knows?
Always a pleasure. Thank you so much. People can find you on some of that stuff. Some of it I'm not 100% sure about.
Mine were real, folks, please.
But we really appreciate having you on the podcast again, Donna and Pat. Also, again, just once. Don't tell anyone.
We'll get you on by yourself again, Donna. We won't have Pat here next time.
Yeah, Pat.
I'll be here in spirit.
Yeah, of course you are.
Always here.
Thanks so much. And if you enjoy our stuff, you can check out our radio show as well and just other stuff.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, all of that. Anyway, bye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.